outside her. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the phenomenon called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight, and so on, to no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom, and since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. And then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva Noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Thank you. Yeah. чудо соди, дома тебе на Боге Годи, я всегда бачено словати, я всегда бачено словати, я слава бела мато дича, кала кандише не сезоне, чудо демо.
Tangasu tujin laba naji ini kadam lama sahi ini thoda ni le shawa ni sengi de ini ngasu thoda ni le shawa ni yo bahas tiri ngasu mizu yongshu a tujin chachin yongye jojo re duwa tila misi yin rihi ke jo mabuwa che thoda ni le shawa ni yin nongi ini thoma shawa chi bika uro wa sa chita
So as usual, like Kadamba masters remind before the practice, there is two things to do in the beginning and at the end. So Rinpoche not gonna talk about that because people today all people are kind of everyday coming people. So everybody knows it.
Tichin nga so ye so so yip na mese de la pinar ji jangjin ye nga me zombo ti che go sang ye pi ji cho so na mi se ye de lu ki sang si ro ye ve sa na
so in every day do you guys have a do you guys hope to become a better person naturally have that kind of thought or not
chushu yipena rahi zombo singe de chi shinzo no lo ge da chimo de chenye ra ge chi ma de sa la da rahi yi hi raji ji hi ji de ni jambo to ayde ni mse de ne ma zombo zo ge se de chi lo ko gor sa la da
so in terms of dharma better people doesn't mean that have a great fame or status or lot of money, not like that, that those are not considered as a better person in terms of Dharma. Better person means that his, you know, mental continuum is, you know, smooth and always calm, and, you know, concerned about other. These are called the better person in terms of Dharma.
Tendriye rangshin zombo chi chaso na pena ngandwa dwa chi ne menge pena sendal kangye kandu chi chi so na samba de lhyu chi de thungye chi thoshi chi tanggo war sala da ngo chu shu gi lanle dungye na.
So if we have that kind of, you know, if we are that kind of better person, then, you know, no matter what going around, what happens, you know, our mental continuum is not disturbed, always in, you know, our peace. So, you know, if we consider ourselves as a Dharma practitioner, then we need to strive to, you know, achieve or become that kind of better person.
Tendriye sen zombo yinbi thakhi de khatse yin gose shulu jine tse ye mare. Nao nye sen senere kadi yu na ranyi ki goson yu shio ba teni la hinju jene yini dela zoju ja gore salama.
So in order to become like that, you know, the method or the techniques, you know, we cannot find externally, because, you know, it is internal, qualities. So, you know, if we always mindfulness of our body, speech, and mind's activities, and try to restrain those from, you know, misdeeds, then, you know, someday we could able to achieve that.
Chukin roton chenayani, tombo rani ji shiba ten jambo da zambo zone, ini hini zhendala pan jambo da zambo zoe de, ini chukin toshi de rani ju ni pa, ju ni ini zhen ju yoye kecha rawa sa lan da, zhen ju ni rani ju yoye kecha ju ni yo ma res.
So, in Dharma, you know, how we gonna, you know, transform others, you know, mental continuum into that state is first, you know, individual, you know, oneself need to be, you know, transformed. Once you are transformed, then there is a, you know, there is a chance, or there is a, you know, once you are transformed, then, you know, you will, you know, equipped or enabled to transform other into that same states. Otherwise, you know, if you without taming yourself, you know, your mental continuum is rough and ordinary, and you trying to tell other to tame, you know, that doesn't work.
Jangji ji ma rong pa jue ne yin ji zong po so wen yin sing yin de yang xiang ju yi sen yin mi pa kuro shu ji ne do na ten zhe ya sang ta tong yin do wa sa ma da.
So, our, mischievous, you know, behaviors, you know, transform with the, you know, practice of bodhicitta, And then, you know, if you say that, you know, or think or, you know, try to other into the same states, there is a, this kind of things make sense. So we're gonna, you know, meditate on this for a, you know, couple of minutes that, you know, I transform my, you know, rough, you know, mental continuum into a, you know, better one, and then, you know, try to lead everybody into that state, that kind of, you know, reshaping of the attitude, you know, meditation. We will spend a couple minutes for that.
Dhruvi kino chimpa chi chingwane, kansenpa se yu chune, shangchun langchun rinpa sange deres. Jiyi sungro tangchi chi, yun su zubba dhubi, lama nongwa dhimi, shangchun langchun rinpa sange deres.
So with that kind of, you know, great, extraordinary motivation, what we're going to do is, we're going to listen to the Lamrim, you know, which has four chapters. So Lam Rim means, in Tibetan Lam Rim, what does that mean is, you know, is a stages of path to, you know, attain Buddhahood.
Then you know, during but the God devotion, the Jiva Dini, Ali Tomo Saji Jiva Jiva Asalada.
So that kind of different stages, you know, to understand clearly, you know, the author, you know, make that, you know, into a four different kind of chapters.
Saji Tombu Tegi Nyanga de Zubena Sendelu Mijibena Sonda Nyanga la Suba Sindene Kepachane, and you sued the Kurongi Tang with Sonichi Tawan in a Mimbate, and Saji Tombu Tegi Kuat and Yanga Rwala.
So the first chapter, you know, t- tells that, you know, this Lamrim is not like a, you know, one scholar, you know, like compose a new, you know, grammar or a poem. Not like that, you know. It is not new. It you know, trace back to the historical Buddha himself.
Such a nibati chi ngo tsugi dong do chi lo ne chi nyembo tsang ji ma yin ba ani chi de la la ne to so na ani chi wan de ne shima rang jin kang ga la ani pen to yeng ani de yang ani ta kang ji tang ji na gi khong tu ne de ne gi ani ga sa wa ta yang da ba yin bi chi jin sen mo chi wa chi du xian ji ji wa sa la da such a nibati.
So the second chapter is not like telling a story which is so interesting and fascinating. It's not like that. But, you know, it reveals the, you know, if we able to, you know, practice that, you know, then, you know, we will benefit, you know, tremendously in this life and in many future lives, not only for ourselves, but for, you know, many other beings, and also, you know, it is not like, you know, someone new invented, not like that, but, you know, it reveals the authenticity of the teachings of Buddha.
Such a somebody teaching also get pena Timo Irene Lojan Chibison with the Mandawa Tessi, Chun de Layan, Chi Hing and the Yangi, Chin Tessi Koko Rasalat.
So the third, you know, chapter is not like, you know, not like somebody, you know, teach you and you, you know, study. Not only that, but, you know, in order to practice this, you know, you need to have a relationship of the, you know, master and the disciples, and as well as there is a, you know, certain, you know, disciplines need to be implemented.
Tell me, what about career? So, I think that's why we need to hear about it. Timo Irene says, "So, when the Lord comes, he will give us degrees. But, what he did in 2 years, he was jogging. He was doing something. He was doing something. He was doing something. He was doing something. Ko yaji ro ne hiji hiji lo zo maro ba lo zota zo go yin san ko dilan ji kono zota zo go war salat.
So why is that so? Because, you know, this kind of knowledge is not like a common knowledge, like a mundane knowledge, that, you know, once you achieve that, you know, then that's it. There is no any further, you know, destinations or, you know, aims, not like that. But it is a, you know, unique or uncommon, you know, a practice. So, you know, once you study, implement, and then you have stages of different stages of, you know, realization need to be obtained until you attain, you know, complete, you know, enlightenment or the Buddhahood. So for that, you know, we need to have us, you know, disciplines is required.
Didi sachi sumbatali hienge yi xiyo di yini kino gandra chi gong ni xie gu gu re, xie di gandra chi gu gu re, nyonghe yi yini gandra kino chi ni nyong gu gu re. Tese sachi sumba yi nang gati dini tuyang gu du was.
So the main, you know, emphasizes is, you know, how one teach, you know, Lamrim, and also how one listen to the Lamrim. So, you know, that is the beginning of the, you know, implementation of the disciplines. So if we really take a keen interest, and as well as not only interest, whatever you learn, you know, put them into practice, if we could able to do that, then you know, once you are giving teaching or listening teaching or whatever in any, you know, activities, you know, you need to, you don't have to make a extra effort, you know, naturally those kind of things will come into mind, and you know, and naturally it will implement. So, and the fourth chapter is the actual, body of the Lamrim. So the fourth chapter, as you all know, has two, you know, parts. First is, you know, root of the path is reliance on the guru, and second is by relying on guru, how we, you know, go about. So the first is two parts, and then, you know, the first part has another, six, you know, parts, and we are on the fourth, you know, part of the six parts.
Jibadi inenga kare sezon ge hyenye sing de ten so na yin ranyi le kheson de de yori se de geche de kasen ga tsi yin ba sa da.
So the fourth part, it deals with, you know, if we rely on the guru, what kind of benefit we will gain.
Ge hyenye se de yin ji mi ji chran so gi chi nga so do gi chu go kang ge de chu to mo ge de gi de ko ma re da la da.
So at this time, the guru is, you know, whoever is teaching Lamrim for you. So it should not necessarily be a, you know, monks or abbots or, you know, not like that. You know, it can be a guru, it can be a, you know, anybody, you know, he or she, you know, and, you know, it can be a monk, it can be a nun, It can be a layperson, he or she, anybody can be your Lamrim Guru at this time. The thing is whom you have, you know, admiration and whom you listen, you know, to, you know, that becomes the guru of what we talk here.
Tanda lari jenda tanda soda tondo ngo chong I thame ba de shi so so lama se de chen nyara chamba da chi ge da chamba de se ten si shi wi chi che gi bi so ne chi ka ye ka nya la ne ge ne lama la jin thong me ye de je de chue ye sha zi jin me bi da re se ne ka jen de ne nang do sa la da
so the Lamrim masters usually you know kind of you know score to the people that you know Guru means like a, you know, renown, and you know he got a lot of disciples and he is famous. And for those, you know, you really venerate and you know pay respects and so on. But for the ordinary, you know who is always associated with you, and you know you learn from him or her. For those ordinary, you know, people, you don't consider them as a guru, and you don't pay respects, and so on. So that is, you know, who does those things, they don't have any understanding of the, you know, Lamrim's, you know, reliance on the guru.
So
we read through the text. It's in page 88. As the Sutra of Chitigarbha says, those whom the teachers care for there purify the karma that would otherwise cause them to wander through the miserable realms for 10 million limitless eons. They purify this karma with harm to their bodies and mind in this lifetimes.
Deji jise kasi deji khe thay ma sala da. Deji shi ni cijin de ten ni kulo so ba she so na ni le ha ma no se le du ja de sa sha ya na ya. Ni cen de la tra ma jo yo so ta na ma lo de ji shi na so ba de mi wei zang ji ni le de ta ro de song do wa sa.
So this thing, you know, last time we already talked about, you know, if you, you know, serve your guru with, you know, with making offerings and doing services like that, then, you know, your negativities, karma will purify, like mentioned here, you know, greatly.
This Sanje Shiva de Mepala Gay, Zawa Chiba Shimba Hans, Chiba Hans, Loba Zon Le, Shuan Nans, Hadro Chiki Sanje Nan Hans, Lama Lanye Kushiba Nan, this Sanje Machapa de Demba Washet Hans.
So we read through the text. This harm include sicknesses such as an infectious disease with fever and calamities such as famines. They may purify their karma by merely undergoing something as little as a dream or a scalding. They produce more roots of virtue in one morning than those who give gifts to worship or observe precepts from limitless tens of millions of Buddhas. Those who respect and serve their gurus are endowed with unimaginable good qualities and also.
Dichidan kodi bundu wasana da. De bena sanje shewa pada meba la keba pada meba choba pi wa de. Ani soso ge ge shi ni de chi jin de sheba de ne. Shoke ngamu ji le ne ge shewa de ni ye. Sanje shewa pada meba choba pi wa de. Ani sanje ne to gore. Kade ja to gore.
So as mentioned here, you know, it produces, you know, more roots of virtue in one morning. One morning you serve your gurus, it produces more roots of virtues than those who give gifts to worship or observe precepts from limitless tens of millions of Buddhas. So, you know, it will undermine, you know, those things for serving a guru just for one morning.
Tele jitsen da shuru leke ja do da chyo tsu tele shuru yis chi ji ma re ale ma lo tan ro sha ga sa la da.
So this is easy to understand, and you know, there are many, you know, detail you know, explanations, but you know, Rinpoche not gonna go further, you know. And also, you know, if we go further, you guys might not believe it.
Pena understand ro xin ji zawa de ni le chu ba zhe gong lu ba de xin ji zai ku rong le chu bi ji ka zhe gong kan min de mi ji da wa ni de pian duo jie wan de xin ji zawa le chu ba zhe gong lu pian duo qie le de ni qian de yin shi le da ku zawa de yin bi qian de min ro.
So this two thing is like, you know, you give a bucket full of water to the root of the tree, you know, and if you give, you know, 100 buckets of water to the top of the tree, which benefits most is you give one bucket to the tree, you know, is better than giving 100 buckets on the tree top. So it's something like that.
So
as mentioned here, and also notice that all of the Buddha's immeasurable good qualities of transforming others' mind arise from this proper reliance on the teacher. So that is the, you know, answer, or that is the reason.
Tenas sanje la shawa ta has lama tans lama ten pa tan ne pa dans ne ge jao xie song bi xie ro xie ro le jang s dang ba nu ne se jo mu se ten di yu su zhen ge wa ten ba sha s de dan nian na yin de de dan nian na de yu de di qi de ma ga pa yang ge wan ju xie song so s.
So we go through the text. Therefore, rely on, become close to, serve, and venerate the Guru, just as you would the Buddhas. Also, the Garland of Birth story states, any intelligent person should not be distanced from excellent beings, and should rely on these virtuous beings in a disciplined manner. Once you are close to them, particles of their good qualities will stick to you automatically.
Oh, you tell me that. When I was in the gay shiny tamper, the cadena tangle, who gay shiny did the pursuit over the chief symbols in your authority in the Jeju Amades. Any carriage says on any shishin dubicon, a cadena, and a gay shiny tangle is. There are castle carriers says on.
So this is very, you know, true, you know, when we, you know, associate with, you know, our guru, then we should not be kind of bored or should not be irritated or not like that. But, you know, always, you know, we need to be closer to our guru. By doing that, you know, particles of the guru's good quality will stick to us automatically. You know, that seems very true.
Xie sung suwa ji, bodo yi xie ni yasa. Wo gu pi du yasa, lari dun ro ni che di yasa, lari ju bi bu ma jia wun sa, bu ma jia wun sa, si ma jia wa jian du yasa. Gi yi xie ni ji yin di ma gu ba, jian pa re zang yu ba, nang wun yi yasa. Tang chi di yu yi xie ba, mu sung wun sa. Gi xie bodo yi tan chi di, a le di lo da.
So it's the same. You know, explanation. And also, Bodhava said, for the most part, we are in great danger of becoming like our own animal skin. Just as when you drag our own skin over the ground, debris sticks, but gold coins do not. So it is that if you rely on teachers only occasionally, their good qualities do not stick to you, but each slight fault does. Therefore, to be successful, rely continuously on your teachers.
Mm-hmm. 강가 사건만 쉬셔야 왔지. 들리기 지는 것은 하리선의 하고린 조 같은 루기 바바던 저 마레 참조 니바니 바던 때서 하리세 그래. 코 세다 간제 텔라이 거는 마 트위텔에서나 아니 아니 단다게 하리 텔라 뿜은 뭐 자고 그러면도 세인 자고 말어 왔어. 맞죠? 하리 나기래서는 배대서 말살다.
So what Buddha was said is that we are like a you know one animal skin. In Tibet, they wear the animal skin like the Eskimos people does. So when they're worn out, and, you know, when we drag that thing on the ground, you know, then lot of, you know, here it says debris will stick, not the gold coin. So that means we are like that.
Mm-hmm. 디준도 이니 게이셴이 담고 디준도 게이셴이 담 문제와데 게이셴이 치데 데레 바이나야 고 네데제네 니 겨와라 고시데 만로 와이소나 아니 다 게이셴이 응네 가져 사보이로 가리에네 딘리기 고시 딘리긴 자야기 니 카여레 송레살라다 카투 된다 저이나 그에 데데 문제와체
So when we say directly then you know people like us you know even though we are always close to our guru, but you know, we don't make any efforts, and you know, take no interests. So that is why we always, detect the slight fault of the guru. And we are unsuccessfully, you know, to stick the particles of the good qualities of our guru. So we are done with that, part, and we will move next to the, you know, fault of not relying on the teacher.
Ko mate mi nimi se na che dang ge yi xie ni ji so so ge yi xie ni cha ni ding de ge yi xie ni cha sa de ge yi xie ni de ni ci jian de ma de na nimi ye se ma do che dang de ma de na ko ya jie se ke ro ma jue se ke yue ma ro la de ge yi xie ni ji den sa de ko chong de ke su ni ga de ya bu ma jian na chong de ke su ni ga ni ga chi mo yong ge ji le do
So the fault of not relying on the teacher means that you know once you build a relationship of the guru disciples, then you gotta be careful, you know. When you build the guru-disciples relationship, there is an immense benefit, and as well as there is a immense, you know, danger, great danger too. There is a, you know, a chance to gain a lot, and there is a chance to lose a lot
too. Kechichila sanjeche kubon teni geyi shenye la teni zhe tu guduwaas, geyi shenye ge nang tu guduwaas. Kesun kechen joba shenye ina?
So the immense benefit is that, you know, by relying on the guru, you know, the Buddhahood can be attained in a moment.
Chubo pi pyan shi zon na tanji lao suwa, ini kepa chamen ba sanje shewa la chuba pi pi ba de ni shoki ngamu ji la ni ge yi shen ni ge chu jin de che ya de ye ni ko ka de ja tu bur se de ba tab jin shu ji ren do la de ge wa zhu na ya.
And also, you know, in terms of making offerings and services is like mentioned here before, you know, more root of virtue in one morning than those who give gifts to worship or observe precepts for limitless tens of millions of Buddhas. So, you know, in terms of offering, you know, to Guru, it is like that.
Ane dhomge dhibadu kyeshe se dhatwa. Pena shuji jawa se da cheba ye ni tandara ngalata dhe dhyor se sona chyo zhye chesare vay lada.
So, if Rinpoche will say that, you know, Buddhas of the ten direction is right now watching me, you know. If he say like that, you know, do you guys believe?
Tāngāla tāni shūdhu yōsō na ngāyī nī gēyū shūshū jīli yān jūgū yōsō na shūjī sāngjā na tū nī bā chakarī mīgēb shūjī chūsō na pā tā kārī chakar sāngjā jī pā tōng chē bīsō nī jī yōgū rā sā rādhā.
So if you believe, then you know Buddha's of the ten direction is watching him right now. Then you know what if he do a good thing, then you know Buddha's of the ten direction will be delighted, and you know rejoice to him. And if he do a bad thing, then you know Buddha's of the ten direction all will be disappointed and, you know, sorry for him.
Pena shuji sanja na yungala siddhi shuyar siddhi dagaatsu chi temu tambi suwa na mayimba zewa nyenji chenpi ku kari chega na sangen rici ki senpa ki senti den duyar salada nga dhani chi ngon. Masu tambi sanja la nga dhasi dhikeya ma na nga songi tatong chi laba ki kari chega na sangen rici senpa ki senti shu duyar.
So it is like, you know, Buddha's of the ten direction is watching me. Is not like, you know, they're just watching a, like a show or not like that. You know, they are always watching that, you know, like mentioned, you know, they are eager to help, you know, that, you know, helpless being, you know, now. What can I do right now? Like that kind of eagerly, you know, watching or looking us with great, you know, compassion.
Nimi da pen che sing de dindu yi chan yang jin se san do me ro sa la da.
So because of this reason, you know, the benefit is also great, and as well as, you know, loss would be as great as benefit.
Yāntaṅgā tīpā chūn rōgītū mātū, ānā sāngjēyī lā yācī tēpā chēnē miñiyā tī gēyī xēnyā līyā kārī sā sōn, sāngjēyī ngā chōn lā tū tsēwā chēmbā kāsē mū kāsē yā nō sōnā, ngā yī sāngjē lā yā rīwā jē tū yā yī nīpā tī bēt, pā nā sā jōng sā rī lā tā. Kā tū kōrōng kī jē tū ngē kā yā lā yā yī mēmbā nī rā rā yé sāngjé kōrō tū tsé wā kāsé yé sō na ngā zō kī jīnī jīyé kōkō miyō yé zān tō xī jīnī yé mā rī lā tā. Rō gō sā tā ngā tē gē xiān yé chē tā jīnī rō gō tē yé chā tā miñ rō sā.
So why, you know, if we, you know, do pray for the Buddha, then why not it help us? Because of our obscurations, you know, we cannot able to directly contact to the Buddhas. And also Buddhas have, you know, great compassion, always, you know, eager to help any time, you know. But, you know, because of our obscuration, same thing, you know, we cannot directly contact. So now, who can help us is that our guru, you know, we can, you know, interact directly and, you know, through the guru, you know, gradually, you know, we, you know, dispel our obscurations and able to see the Buddha. So, you know, our guru is like a immediate, you know, like a primary doctor that can help you for anything.
And then we pay momo de la mosu jene jomo ro sama ne tates ku do tates man ro win da ngoba ma de me ni mi ne xie ni de xie ne ten su lo na sen de ne da de de me zi wa da se xie ma ngen ro dong he pa de me ba nyo pa de me ba nyo wa je de se la na de je on ku yu ji le se jamden de kanda lobyo la nye ba che ba de da ne na ba men ba je da ba la jamden de che ka che ba la na do je la da je bin je de tra ba je je de ke ma je shi se sa ye da ba yen chang chung shi jo ba sha ye pa wo drin de nye je se chang me ba la su ba ma je ba nyo wa kanda nge shi ba se de na je ne ne su je ma de na je ne ne su je de ne ke ba ta ye su shi de ta ye ne na kin tu
So now we read through the text, and the fault of not relying on the teacher. If you have taken someone as your teacher, and then your method of reliance is wrong, not only will you be harmed by much madnesses and sicknesses in this lifetime, but in future lifetime as well, you will experience immeasurable sufferings in miserable realms for an immeasurable period of time. The Tantra bestowing the initiation of Vajrapani states, Bhagavan, what sort of fruition is there for those who reproach his master? The Bhagavan answered, Vajrapani, do not ask these questions, for the answer will affrighten the world, including the deities. However, Lord of Secrets, I will say something. O hero, listen carefully. As I have explained, any of the unbearable hells resulting from such a karma as the deed of immediate retributions are said to be the abodes of those who reproach their teachers. They must stay there for limitless eons. Therefore, never reproach your master on any occasion.
What is your question?
So we stop break here.
덤범 계신이 되는 댄스 로비 님이 가려서 세소나니 세델 내도 댄스 지생이래 좋아하시면 연로도 지역으로 예송 그래서 나다.
So the fault of not relying on the teachers, once you taken someone as your teacher, then, you know, you did, you know, a reliance in wrong, then you know you will be greatly affected by demons, infectious disease, and and in after you die, you're gonna be reborn in a the lower existence.
Tela pena lana pena sanda chana do jigeni lobel ni me jeso na ni ni mi kare yore sene ni chande de le chi chande de yini te mi ne lo so na chora so yi ta ni ni pene ka chi ta ban ju kan je lo ne chora so yi sha na je gre ni ne lo gu mi sen so do asla da.
So like mentioned here, the the Vajrapani as the Buddha, that those who reproach their master, what going to happen? Then the Buddha answer Vajrapani, do not ask this question, for the answer will be affrightened the world in I don't want to answer that.
Yena yang nge nyunyu ji ni pena jugu yin ni chorang yin ni shu che ne nyen shu wa song do.
And like mentioned here, it will affrighten the world, but Buddha will talk a little bit about you listen, Vajrapani, listen carefully.
Pena chomi la so me se de chuna chomi ji le sing ga sa zo na ma zum pena tan da ka tu she so na ni chomi ji le sing sa zo na pa do ni ji ni me cha ne ka tu ni wa du sho de ni ro ga sa la da pa san ji ni me ngi ji da chomi ji le sing de na me ji de be de.
So so there is the karma that I am not sure, some say it's a heinous sin or heinous karma, it is a right translation or not, but there are some heinous karma. That means that when you die, when you have committed this kind of karma, like killing your mom and dads and so on, is a heinous karma. When you did that, then when you die, you immediately go to hell. There's no any there is no any thing in between. You die, you directly go to reborn in the hell. There's no pardo, there's nothing going on.
Tintu yu geyu shenye la nime shwe le de le tsame yi le de jiba yinpa kanshi la yini geba taya pa de yini tsame yin pina nyawa name la nega kore songwa de tanda. Tanda jose shi ba de.
So if you despise your your guru, then not only it is equal to the heinous sin, not only that, but you have to suffer the consequences in the deepest hell for many eons.
Dama lo tan rogina. Ya lama nga chi pa le es. Lobe la ne me ba de ya dan ze dan ne na dan se dan da ri da tu na chi. Mo chi de ne chi wan ji re. Ji bo me da ju du dan. Chi da kan ro gun bo dan se dan da long de na chi chang. Se ne sen ji nya wan ro. Na ya lobe da ge ne. Gun du sen ju me za de se ge de mo be xian ju na. nyewa nge pa tsipan jiru, nami lasu jirung yi nyewa tenpa kanyipa, lobyan lani mianpa nang teni nepa yangda shi jeta hansa.
So we go through the text, also the 50 verses on the Guru says, you who despise the master, you greatly confused person, will die by poison, demons, infectious disease, leprosy, contagious fever, or other illnesses. You will also go to hell after being killed by a king or a fire or by poisonous snakes, water, dakas, thieves, demons, or deceptive spirits. Never disturb in any way the mind of the masters. For if you are confused and do so, you will definitely roast in a hell. It is explained that those who despise their master will abide in any of the frightful hells that have been explained as such as the unrelenting. So this meaning and the sutras above, are a kind of same explanation.
Kedu chenpo shintepen zebe jana kin kanre tu chamba le chansa. Chiji chiza nyenpa la kange lama menzin basa. Chi jene ja jene esa, mesha jende jewanji shesun sosa.
Also, we read through the text, also a citation from the commentary on the difficult point of the black enemy of Yamas, composed by the great adept Rana Karashanti, states, someone who hears even a single verse and does not conceive its speaker to be his or her guru will be reborn 100 times as a dog and then will take rebirth in a bad cast. So this is, very, how do you say, very hard to imagine or understand. Rinpoche is not sure, what kind of, another characteristics need to be added in here. Not sure, but once you listen one verses, single verses from somebody and you didn't do it right, then it's a very, very severe thing. So before we do the question answers, we will finish the fault of not relying on the teacher.
Furthermore, we read
through the text, good qualities that have not yet developed will not develop, and those that have been developed will degenerate and then disappear.
Tada Teta tepa sogi kansa tansu, chö tönbi genlong la kyuba tan lama lang, tönbi ndishi meche na teta ma tobi chö toba, toba chö mezawe ne meba kyuba ne chö nopan ju yusha roo, shesunba ta roo sa.
So we read through the text, the sutra on the concentration which perceives the Buddhas of the present face-to-face states. If the students remain resentful, intractable, or hostile toward the Guru, they have no way to obtain good qualities. It is also the same if they do not develop the idea that the teacher is indistinguishable from the teacher. This is explained as follows. If you do not respect person of the third vehicles or monks who impart the teachings or do not think of them as being the teachers or as gurus, you have no way to obtain the good qualities that you have not yet obtained. Also, you will only waste those qualities that you have already obtained. For as a result of not respecting these people, the teaching will disappear from your mind. So like mentioned here, you know, if we do all those things, then, you know, there's no way, you know, we could obtain the good qualities, and as well as once it obtained, it will also disappear.
Mege shenye da dido jante na yente na kichin tichin ye patanji pene mende ba thada je ba namba thanje de pawa sha de se chenba ne ja le de cha da sha da de timu thanje ji shi chuba ne dipu tropo de de ne du gi nombo ta bo se da sa.
So we again read through the text. Moreover, if you rely on non-virtuous teacher and bad friends, your good qualities will slowly diminish and all of your fault will increase. Then everything that is unwanted will develop. Therefore, always avoid them. The mindfulness of the excellent teaching, you know, states, the basis of all attachment, hostility, and ignorance is bad friends. They are like a poisonous tree tongue. So this is easy to understand, so it doesn't need a further explanation. So we all try to, you know, gain, you know, good qualities. We are not, we are trying to avoid the bad qualities. So we all don't want any illnesses, that's for sure. So once we don't want any illnesses, we need to, you know, refrain from, you know, the causes of condition which give rise to that illnesses. So if we don't do that, then at the end, we will lose our life.
So
We read through the text, the great final Nirvana Sutra also says that Bodhisattvas do not fear mad elephants and the like in the same way that they fear bad friends. The former, merely destroy the body, whereas the latter destroy both virtue and a pure mind. Moreover, it states that bad elephant and bad friends respectively destroy the body of flesh and the body of teaching. Even more, the former cannot propel you into a miserable realm, whereas the latter definitely can. So, people like us, we are totally opposite of what is said here. You know, we fear to the mad elephant, and we are we cherish and we are dear friends of the, you know, the attachment, hostility and ignorance. So, you know, Bodhisattvas don't fear mad elephant, but they fear the, you know, these three poisons. So, you know, we ordinary people, you know, fear the immediate, you know, cause. But the Bodhisattvas fear the consequences of that immediate cause. So we could be like a small kids, like a toddler or like that, you know, if somebody bring you a you know, delicious things in one hand and you got a whole bunch of money in the other hand, then, you know, ask what do you want, then that a toddler or kids will want the, you know, sweets to eat. He don't care about the money.
Denpa donpe lewe le chang se, kanda diru dhruji sen sen jen se, geyi shi ji dhume nang pang pa se, teta tangchu kunchu tuji chang, jema pame yang se che le lung ngun se tang se, zashi ji chong le chang se, teba me jen ju pa tang se, zun du ma tang chama jen se, kepe she pa ma ja shen se, di jen me tang dhru me sha se, kete di pa she pa ta, di mi she pa ten na yang, di pa she pa
So again, we read through the text. Also, the chapter of the truth speaker states, there are those whose mind are seized by bad friends, as if any poisonous snacks, but have forsaken the poisons, antidotes, the teachers. Alas, even if they listen to the precious and sublime teachings, they will fall into the great abysses of unrestraint. Also, the verses about friends says, the wise should not be friend. Those who are without faith or who are stingy, those who lies or who speak divisively, they should not accompany sinful persons. Even those who do not sin create the doubt that they might be doing so. If they rely on those who do sins, thereby increase that which is unpleasant.
pena dituji pena mate dituji on the song de ni tuji yusupo la soja sa de chipare song do.
So what I mentioned here is that if you close associate with bad friend, then you are like a bitten by a poisonous snake.
Tendre tele pena tambi chu yi kase me kase la ja ja zo na semba le phenga ma re song do kase thu shan.
So for those people, how much, a teaching given to them, it really not gonna make any differences to those person.
Tanji tan lo ngida. Den ja ma yin tin bi me se ti jun ju jun jin je se dong a du kun da ju be se. Do ma go on go ba jin se song de se. Ge yi xian ji kan la den de rang xin ta jie bi kan na ma to ye ni xue. Ma ye ba na min ji jin se. Ha me ba na sa tu pe wan ju na song na so se.
We read through the text. The person who relies on the unreliable will have fault as a result. Just as unsmeared arrows are tainted, then arrows smeared with poisons are placed in the same quivers. By relying on the non-virtuous teacher, you are previously existence, wrongdoings, deeds wrongs by nature and deeds wrong by privations do not diminish and new wrongdoing increases.
Tel pen den doa pen na mo zombo ji ni mu debu topo ji nyon do le so na ni che de ni ne pigi ji de la lo jo ke ke je ge ma re es ni ra shu ji pigi ji ni jwen de ko lan ja yu re es pen na du ye ku pen na re ku do ji no lo la nda ti chu so na nda ge ze la du de ra shu ji ja ro re ko che de je ne du du ko ko ma re se ne pe ja do sa la.
So, that is easy to understand that, even though one is a good, a person, when you close associate with those, mischievous, bad person, then, you don't need to make any effort to, become bad. It naturally, associate with that you will become like them, one of them. So like an arrow, you put in a poisonous quiver. So then, you put an arrow in that, you don't need to, really make effort to become the arrow poisonous. It will naturally, your arrow became poisonous.
Dela ge hitem bi do ge hitem bi sene chance tamashi zombo ta chojang ne jen le me tes jo shi tama ta chona ne taman ro wa ne chewa me sa pa lo.
So we read through the text. Gishe dumtum ba said, the worst person, though keeping good company, does not become better than middling. The best, when keeping company with the worst, readily become part of the worst.
Tegi tanda karsin zombo de ngemba chawa la kechi zang ji chan rogo res. Tama de ya zombo chawa la shin de ne gogo res na pe jang doa.
So, people like us, the ordinary people, we go with a bad person, it won't take any time, we will become one of them so easy. If bad person, close associate with a good person, then, it is not like, that. You have to make effort. It will take time to become a good person like one of them, it will take time and you have to make effort.
Tēnā pēnā, nāngā pēnbō sēngē tēnā mēnyē yor sarwa, jī bētī chōng tōnā, nāng nian cēmē chōng tōnā nyēndā kī jītā, jī jīndā chōng mā tōngē, chōng lā nyēmī tātā kī nyē. Kēnī jī lā sā rō, jī yendā jī lā rō wāndī, inī chōng tōngē tē, inī chō yā bō jī lō chēnā, chōng bā bā nā bē chō bā chā. Tī jī chōng lā gā bā jēnā kī tē pē chōng tōnā jī nā mē kī chēnā mē ngī chā sā, tēnā lō jī dō wā.
So they tell a story in Tibet, a town called Phempo near Lhasa. So there is a two person. One is really, you know, good person. He never drinks, and he always, understand the fault of drinking and get drunk. And the other person, he drink all the time and he drunk, all day, every day. And then, they went to some other places from Phempo. One went to another place and one went to the, another place. And then later on that, drunk person met with an associate with, met a good person, they live together. And gradually that bad person really, quit drinking, and he became an unusual good person. And the good person who never drinks, he met with a bad person who drinks and, fooling around and like that. Then he became one of them, totally opposite, these two became.
Pena chena chola tene ki loji mo weje nga so pena ngai loji tene je nga so thasa le de de nga so tombo thasa le de ko so kanga ye ape thasa tene ki me kanga pa pa kanga ye pa ji tera ton de samet de ni thashu thashu tene la de do ong ge do nge ba tene che ne ta che pe sa ta lo jin ya bo je sa so ne pe do na bo de ne jin no no ta nga so thau ge ji ji re ni ni sa so ko lo so do bo chan de ne ma do den de ki ge sa ma do sa me ge cha wa le jin ka se jin men do sa da mon bon do sa
So you guys might have same story, Rinpoche got a story, he really, saw that, when he came to the monastery, there are some, monks, they study hard and always, never miss the classes and debates and like that, and they are kind of, role models to the monks. They're telling, always that those are the best monks. Then, later on, they associate with, who skip the, debate and the classes, and who wander around, and like that. Then it didn't took any time or any effort to become a really bad person. Later on, some of them are really not studying anything, and very bad monks. And when somebody tried to advise them, they get mad and never listen. It happened in a no time, and it don't make any effort. So same like that, in you guys in life, there might be some body same situation like Rinpoche experience.
ona diro sing kade chi yore seso na chi gol ra yeng chi dang so kangal chi chune she ge san ro ning diro chi ye mar sa da
so the bad friend or the negative friend is same like us they don't have a horn in their head and they don't have a tail. And they are same like us, seems to be concerned for you and, you know, nice to you, you know, like that.
Pena kontong rumo chi son, dido en shi rache men jo desa. Ani kasa chi se ar, kanji je shi pambi yon zon denes. Kanji yi soso la tsewa yon do da pen hien jebo ki ten rige namba dene, ne lego res. Ten rogo de dido re goyi ne na ki ren shi pangshu son ar, goyi ne da ren shi pangshu osa.
So Kongtang Rinpoche said that, you know, the negative friend or the bad friend doesn't mean, you know, they have a horn in their head. You know, they will approach you with smile and, you know, they will approach you like your dear friend who is concerned about you, you know, with this kind of deceptions, they will deceive you and let you down for ever. So you must be careful. Those you know, friends are like a, you know, migraine headache. So, you know, you need to abandon them like a migraine headache.
Allegation it then drink it then see lobby name is then see lobas come on you then the young age then the Javais and the drink net on the Ben Sanjay is showing it the Kuroya Sanjay is showing the missing get a chum in the middle then drink it choose on the Negazala Kuroya Lama there's job on over down to the Yangs are Kajiri Mawanovich. Tenriji sun lame sun chu no sala ani tenriji le pe wedi ani sanje yishi she ge mizi bin do do chene shushan do.
So there is another story in India that, you know, in ancient India the caste system is, you know, very you know, you know, consider. So, you know, there is a master called Sangye Sheshab, and one of his guru is a lower caste, you know, in India. So, you know, one time Sangye is giving to a you know, a big audience, you know, he is giving a teaching. Then from nearby, his master, who is a low caste, passed by, and, you know, the master Sangye Yishe kind of, you know, pretend like he didn't saw his master or just ignore his master.
Any chis lami kundi le chading any talama yinga tni yoyin sen ya song yin na kanje kanje ngi chis lama de je ma su sen na kanje thoma su sen ya shu do de shi de ya shu ba de ma ta de de yi ni na mi chen de bi yin xie ni ga la su sa la lu su de de yi ni mi chi mo re do kanje zun shu wa ra kanje zi er da.
So then, you know, one time when Sangye Sheshab, you know, went to see his that lama, and that lama told him, one time when I'm passing by, you are giving a teaching in such a time, such a place, and in a big audience, you know, and I saw you there. And, you know, then the Sangye Sheshab kind of lied to him, this master. Oh, master, I didn't saw you. Then because of that, you know, immediately, you know, the Sangye Yishe's both of the eyeballs fall on the ground immediately. So, you know, this is a true story happening in India a long time ago. So some say it is not the Sangye Yishe himself, but it is one of his disciple. Some explain like that, and some explain like Rinpoche
mentioned. Tendru yue ma re sengi, tangchang tendru yi jian xian ne, eni tongchuk lo kwa chaman ju yun bada bina ngansong ki li ten de yang pa mungbo shi yue re salada.
So the reliance on the guru is very, very, you know, important that, you know, this is a, you know, long time story. But, you know, in Rinpoche's lifetime also, you know, there are some, you know, first the built a relationship with a guru disciple. Then later on, they are against it or whatever. They, you know, got a relationship, get sour or whatever. Then a lot of, you know, different things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the true, you know, practitioner of a Lamrim, you know, like a Gen Lamrimpa, you know, those, you know, practitioner, you know, strictly follow the, you know, reliance on Guru, like a, you know, like a other, you know, religious that they believe in a creator. So, you know, they believe the reliance on Guru as a creator, God or like that.
Ta chung de kyeso chimbo je ba de ja cha ja re la da ko ju bu tam ba mo mu gi ko nyo nyo ko no gi to ne song sha ju ji re wa ma do da ga zi ji
So in any way, you know, if we are able to maintain the, you know, guru-disciple relationship intact, then there is immense benefit for us. And if we could not maintain that, then there is an immense loss for us too. You know, for this, convince, because, you know, it is not, it is not like a theory, but it is experiential, you know, testimony, you know, given by many great masters. So, you know, so we got to be really mindful about.
Anos kanga ji kanto tu ji che ma rebe sa la ko che de ni ka le ni jo gu mi du ngo so ko gu mi du so 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 lan le du ji re sha kanto tu ji che ji ngo ro
so we will, so if we could do our best, you know, then you know it will benefit us, you know. We don't have to spend a lot of money for these things, and we don't, you know, spend a lot of time or energy for that. You know, just is a kind of mental attitude like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are almost time out, but you know, if you have any questions about this chapters, because you know one chapter is accomplished, so you know end. So you know from this chapter, if you have any questions or doubt, then we will do one questions. So, you know, that's good, you know, look like everybody understands, so that's okay.
So, ngelo anagi, so, so, ki, kesong, jale, tene, nimitese mayonjige tashi de ngazu gangage dana yagura wasamada.
So anyway, you know, we do our best from, you know, his part or our part, you know, we try to gain something, you know, we try not to lose, you know, anything. So, you know, we should know, you know, what is benefit and what is, you know, not benefit. So through this understanding, we try our best to implement.
Then, Ghanda Wuji Shina, Cheronsu Yinji Mijingaki Shin Tango, Cheronsu Yinji Mijing Homan Sengu SK Marsalanga, Yidudasu Jinzuji Yuan de Cheronsu Chushi Yuruma, the Cheronsu Yingal, Chuji Rogisena, Mendetan Sujan, Chugojani, Niaswata Shaki Maroa Salata, Tengosu Yang Chiang Chana, and Rotojana, and Rigor Salata.
So, the generally, you know, he is not speaking that he becomes your guru and you guys are become his disciple. Not like that. Because, you know, he came here under the, you know, under the discipline of the Yudhu monastery. You know, Yudhu monastery request him here. So whether he like or not, whether he like you guys or not, you know, he gotta teach. And, you know, from your side also, whether you guys like him or are not, you know, since you coming to the Yudhu, you know, teaching, so you kind of, you know, got no choice from both side. So that is, you can leave that side as a, you know, as a way or rule or the regulation of the Dharma monastery.
Yang shuji ni san dong ben si ye ruji pi ji ken ni nong yu xian ni zuo ban dong yu xian ni ya lian zuo ma zuo niang dong na su su ke song yu ruo sa la da.
So and also in another you know in other way, you know, if there is some jewel or some gold in the dumpster, if you find one, then you know you pick it up from the dumpster and, you know, if you wash it out and if you keep it, you know, someday, you know, that jewel will, you can use that jewel for something for you.
Ani digi sumbabu tepa chenbi mini geyi shenye ani jongo nama zongo pa chenbi tabo yi tsero gyendu jesun zenbi ani jela shuwa zang rochi.
So we end here and do the dedication as usual, that never apart from you know, Mahayana guru until, you know, we attain Buddhahood, and as well as, you know, never be separate apart from the teaching of the Lama Rim or the Lama Tsongkhapa until we attain Buddhahood. For the sake of all sentient beings, we dedicate like that.
Bere sonene kadoyama
Yeah.